From NPR News, it's Day to Day. Parents of newborns can count on one thing, being caught up in the debate over the bottle and the breast. Some insist that breast is best. Others say formula is fine. Sydney Spiesel is a pediatrician and a professor at Yale Medical School. He writes on medical topics for the online magazine Slate, where he has an article on the subject of breastfeeding. And Sid, welcome back to Day to Day.
Thank you. Hi, Madeline.
Now, proponents of breastfeeding argue that breast milk protects against disease, so it's better from that standpoint. How does that work?
Breast milk does contain antibodies that are produced by the mom, and those antibodies are swallowed and they're present in the baby's intestines and neutralize any bacteria or viruses that are swallowed. At least that's the idea, and I think it actually works for many bacteria and many viruses.
But in your article in Slate, you say that there is a misconception among some mothers that breast milk helps the infant's immune system, which is what I've always heard.
The difference between humans and most other mammals is that we have an active mechanism that carries maternal antibodies across the placenta from the mother's circulation into the baby before the baby is born. So babies are born with all the maternal antibodies they'll ever have.
But from other standpoints, other benefits that the milk may carry that are not necessarily affecting the infant's immune system, how does breast milk compare to formula?
My sense is that breast milk is probably better. There are certainly many, many, many ingredients in human milk that's different than ingredients, maybe similar to formula, but they're different. They're really different. So that, for example, there's much greater risk of allergy to formula ingredients than there are to human milk. Allergy to human milk is extremely, extremely rare. There seem to be some studies that strongly suggest that there are differences between breastfed babies and formula-fed babies, but you actually can't make a lot of sense out of those studies for many reasons. One of the reasons is that the way the studies are done is that they compare babies who are exclusively breastfed for 6 months compared with babies who are exclusively formula-fed for 6 months. Well, there are tremendous differences between those two populations. Mothers who are able to do nothing but breastfeed babies for that period of time, who are sort of invested in that, are different in many ways. And we don't know whether it's the breastfeeding that makes the difference or some other factors that make that difference.
But Sid, there is the intuitive feeling that breast milk, because it is natural, that it has to be better than a bottle full of chemicals.
Well, that's sort of my intuitive feeling too. But I'm willing. I always go by my intuition, so I support breastfeeding for sure. Although there are really two kinds of nutrition. You know, there's physical nutrition and psychological nutrition, and both of them are equally important. And this will really trouble a lot of people when they hear me say this. But there's some women who really don't enjoy breastfeeding, some women who have trouble breastfeeding, and I would 100 times over rather have a woman who really doesn't like breastfeeding, who really finds it troublesome in some way. I'd much rather have her formula feed, because I think that the psychological benefits of having a mother enjoying what she's doing when she's feeding the baby overwhelm whatever physical benefits there are.
Opinion from Dr. Sydney Spiesel of Yale Medical School and of Slate.com. Thank you.
Thank you.